Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I am fine. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, so thank you for asking. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Okay, now I'm telling what the survey is.
So most of it's political, sir.
Okay.
So we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us, you know, better understand what is the most important to people across this, across some topics. Your participation is very important, and the success is of this research. When thinking about the direction in which your country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
All right, thank you. Oh, it seems that you were talking to somebody already. So with this one.
No, I ain't have to talk to nobody. I run my own business, so I'm satisfied.
So. Oh, okay. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that, you know, that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10, it means that it's a very important issue to you. So I'll read some issues right here, and then you can let us know from 0 to 10 how important it is. So the first one is K-12 education from 0 to 10. How important is this issue to you?
Say that again. Which one?
From 0, it means that it's not an important
issue. I understand
that. And 10 is a very important issue. So the first topic is K-12 education.
Okay, K-12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a 10. That's very important.
All right, thank you. Next one is health care from 0 to 10.
10.
That's 10. Thank you. Next one is jobs and wages.
Oh, that's a 10.
Thank you, sir. Democracy.
That's a 10. That's definitely a 10.
Thank you. Next one is inflation and the cost of living.
Oh, yeah. That's important, too. Yeah, that's a 10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Most definitely. Come on, my freedom. Oh, yeah, definitely a 10. You know what? Let me tell you something. I was a veteran. I went to other countries and fought for people's freedom. So, you know, that's most important. So, in a veteran, we went and fought in a war. When you don't fight in a war, democracy is very important.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your service also. There's not many
thank
people
you.
Can
you
do that.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll do it. Hey, I'll do it again.
Good.
Let me say this. I know you're doing your thing, but advantage by the military. We go in the military. We serve our country and do this and do that. You know, we have to do it. You know, it's some people, it's a must, but everybody got their own thing that they do in life that contributes to the life, to the future of the United States of America. You know,
yeah.
You only got 10% to do what it's supposed to do. 10% does what it's supposed to do. So it's fine. But go ahead, next question.
All right. Thank you. Next one is student loan and debt.
I'm going to do a number 8 on that. Because I said you got to pay it back. But it's important. It's important. Though. You got to pay it back.
Okay. Thank you.
I had to pay mine.
Next one will be racism and discrimination.
Oh, that's a 10.
Thank you. Next one, it would be crime and violence.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Immigration.
I'm going with an 8 on that.
All right, thank you. Next one is criminal justice reform.
Oh, that's a 10.
Okay, thank you. Abortion rights.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. Climate change.
Oh, most definitely. That's a 10. You see the way the weather is now? Storms and flooding. Go ahead, 10.
Yeah.
I know, you're just doing a survey. 10.
That's true. That's true. Thank you. Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Oh, it's 10. I'm going to vote. I haven't voted in a minute. It's been a while since I voted, and I have been a friend. It was a while since we didn't vote, but we going to the polls this year. I haven't went to the polls in a while, but me and a lot of friends, we going to the polls. We feel like we have to go this time. Feel like it's necessary to go.
Yeah, you got to make headlines, man. Everybody with uniform, you be the main topic when voting.
Yeah, we have to vote this time. I haven't voted, but this time, it's necessary to go.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American?
I'm African American.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, or are you not?
Yes,
registered?
I am. Yes, I am. A lot of my friends that wasn't registered, but we registered. We're going to register this year.
There you go.
We're registered this year.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Say what?
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a man.
All right. Sorry about that question.
You can say male. I understand. This is a survey. Yeah, I understand.
And let me ask you, what is your year of birth?
1958.
Thank you. What is the highest level school or that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
2 years of college. 2 years of college and 2 years of technical service.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that
matter to you. I say 10, my vote have a power because when I vote, I bring 20 people with me every time I vote and we're on the same scale. 20 or more. If we're on the same scale, hey, we got power.
Okay, thank you. That's good. That's good. You got a lot of people voting. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter to most, that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes
ten.
On issues.
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of us, a person or organization, please indicate that. So I will read some names and organizations. You can let me know if from 0 to 10 how favorable it is to you. If you never heard of this person or organization, let me know. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 10, how would you feel about this person?
I heard about Kennedy.
And
I'll give him a 3.
A 3. All right. Thank you.
He's trying to look for a job. It's embarrassing that he's trying to look for a job because he's trying to follow his father's name. We already know about the kids. I give him a 3.
3?
You know, you say, hey, I love my parents too, but he riding the coat kid.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to get him a coat kid. Come on, Ritter. We just heard about him a few years ago. What he was doing 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we don't know nothing about him. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead. Right. What's the next one?
All right, thank you.
I rate him a 3.
All right, thank you. Next one would be Donald Trump.
0.
0. All right. And then...
No. Seriously. It's not just Donald Trump. It's just the name calling. The name calling. You know.
Oh, okay.
That's it. 0. The name called it. You gotta say, people, you know, talk about the topic. It's about the topic. Damn, the name called. Really? Come on. Go ahead. Go to the next.
All right. Next one would be the Democratic Party.
Okay.
From a 0
to
10.
Do I like them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, right now. Yeah, I like them. I used to be a Republican, but now I'm 10. I'm number 10 for the Democrat. I used to be a Republican.
Okay.
But, hey, I had to go to the Democrat on this.
All right,
a Democrat then. They had 8 years. 8 years. And the best they can do in 8 years is Donald Trump. Are you serious? 8 years. But anyway, that's just my opinion. You just doing your survey. Real fine. Come on.
All right. The next one would be Joe Biden.
Wait, look.
From a 0
to
10.
I'll say about 8. I'm going to say 8. You know, that's his son. That's his son. He ain't got nothing to do with it. He don't run the government. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he had an issue. But, hey, a lot of people got skeletons in their closet. But, hey, since their dad was so popular, the president of the United States, of course he's going to come out. If I ran for the president of the United States, they would not even want to see my kids running. But go ahead to the next portion.
All right. Next one is the Republican Party.
0.
0. All right.
Period.
And the last one will be Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a 10.
A 10. All right. Thank you.
Give her a 10. Go ahead. You know, cause I know you're doing your thing. She knows she can't. She going to do what she has to do. But anyone doing politics, they know she got to go through Congress. Congress make the choice. You know, the president can say this and say that. We already know the end of the day. If Congress say no, it's a done deal. She can make them promises. I can do this, I can say. She got to put it on. You got the senators in there, you know. Those are people that didn't understand politics. A lot of people are into politics, so we already know. She can put it out there, but it's up to Congress and the Senate to pass the law. So I'm good. So you good?
All right. Thank you. Next one is, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? First one, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Wait a minute. Did you cut? You didn't say Kanye.
Who?
Man, say Kanye. You say Kanye West.
Cornel West. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's two different people, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. You ain't talking about the rap.
Oh, no, man, he's silly.
it's gonna be Harris all day.
All right. Let's see. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Who? Call the name.
No, it's just for the Congress. Would that be for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
It all depends. It all depends what the country going through.
Oh.
But I probably write down what the country going through. I'd probably go with Democratic. Democratic.
Okay.
I'll say eight.
All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, or did not vote for president?
No, I didn't vote for the president. I already knew Biden was gonna win, so I didn't have to vote for them.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you.
Everybody knew Biden was gonna win, but this year we don't know. So I'm going for a Democrat this year.
All right, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same?
Oh, no.
Better?
You going to go from scared to team?
No, just those options. If it has gone from much worse, no change, better, much
and
better.
Wait a minute. Oh, say it what, last 10 years?
Last 4 years.
Oh, believe me, much better, much better. Let me tell you something. If you need a new car, I can buy it.
Oh.
It done went better for me. It's better. Yes, better for me.
Okay,
yes, it's
thank
better.
You. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? Is about half and half? Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. Over from 0 to 10, where 10 means that...
Nine.
That person or event certainly prevented...
Nine.
Oh, okay. And 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that
nine.
A person or event certainly did not prevent the progress. So I will read you some events or people, and you can let me know if you believe that person prevented from the country going forward.
I told you nine.
Oh, yeah. I will read you some events and people. From there we can choose. So the first one would be like the Supreme Court. Do you think that event did not prevent any progress in the country, or you think that event, the Supreme Court, prevented the country from going forward?
They prevented.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one, it would be the white supremacists. Do you think that group did not prevent the country from going forward, or you believe that they prevent the country from going forward?
They prevent the country from going forward.
All right, thank you. Governor Kemp, how do you feel about this one? Do you think he did not prevent the country from going forward, or you think he prevented the country from going forward?
He prevented the country from going forward because he opened up business. He opened up business and we didn't have.
Oh, okay. Next one is President Biden. Do you think the president did not prevent anything from the company to go forward, or you think he prevented from the company to go forward?
He did what he had to do. No, he the president. Come on. We have checks and balances.
Oh, okay.
You got checks and balances all around, everywhere.
So you believe he did not
prevent the
country?
He did what he had to do.
Okay. And then Donald Trump, do you think that Donald Trump did not prevent the country from going forward, or he prevented the country from going forward?
He didn't. No, Donald Trump didn't stop the country from going forward. No, he didn't. He didn't stop the country from going forward.
Oh, okay, thank you. And then the next one is Republicans in the Georgia general.
How many more questions you got? How many you got? You don't have any fit. What you got here?
Sorry about that. We're your lack of...
How many you have? I'm asking a question. How many you got?
I think after reading this too, I got like 15 questions. I'm going to go a little bit faster. That way you don't feel the time. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly. How do you feel from do you think they prevented the concert from going forward, or they did not?
No,
prevent?
No. They report I haven't did anything.
Okay, thank you.
And
the Republicans in the U.S. Congress, do you think that they did not prevent for the country to go forward, or they did prevent the country from going forward?
They haven't did zero.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you motivate you or people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you will not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So these are statements that, you know, have obstructed progress in black communities. So the first one, the statement is reads, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010 provided 90% funding for state to expand Medicaid, nearly $500,000. All right, thank you. Next one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the affordable.
You're going to 2021. We're in year 2024. We're going back to 2021.
No, 2021, sorry. The 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Community Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 monthly in internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit saving on
I think that's a cheese.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next one will be, we made strides towards building black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge. And next one, the 2022 Workers Fairness Act protests pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr.
You saying that's a pregnant worker? She pregnant? Ten.
Thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately.
I'll say eight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind.
How long this is going to go on, man?
These are the last 6 questions. This is just because in case
it's
people
change their mind. If it go 15 minutes, I'm finna hang up. Go ahead. Ask another one.
Okay. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on the issues that matter to you?
I told you, my votes make a lot of change because I have family and people behind me. Well, I don't. One vote. Fine. Yes. I go with a team.
Thank you, sir. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter?
Black people built America. Black people built the whole United States for America. Team.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024.
I'm going to call him a Harris. Call him a Harris.
Thank you. Thinking back on the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten worse, much worse, worse?
Better. It's better. My life is so much better than buying. Since buying banana, coming, hey, I'm better.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about this question, but I got to ask this question to you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or
1. Gay? No, look, 1. Number one.
Thank you. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Married?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm a black American.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat. Heart of man. All day, every day, all night, early in the morning, sometime when you wake up, hey, when you eat, when you having sex, well, yeah, you can't have not have sex because you're a Democrat. Hey, Republican, you don't have sex.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat that have sex. A Republican don't have sex because they weak.
And how will you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time, temporary, laid-off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
All right, thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your
pay? $200,000.
That's a pretty good number right there. Well, that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your patience. I know that some of them were repetitive, but thank you again for answering those questions. Thank you once again.
All right. Bye.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.